Welcome to the Way of Success. Pastor Banky is teaching the principles of life established in the power of the Lord Jesus Christ, whose kingdom indeed reigns over all. Relax and listen, and you'll be blessed by this message.
We have been speaking about this subject that we titled The Divine Plan for Your Destiny. And I want to review some things that we said in the last two episodes by reporting a conversation I had with a few friends a short while ago. You know, one of them said that morning he had been to the police cell where three of us were talking. And one said he had been to the police cell that morning to go and preach. Where they go to is the police cell, and that when you get there, you will see all kinds of things. So the third person, I being the second person now, he said that it is serious, that any man who goes in there, we know that crime does not pay and will not want to come back. And I said, but you know, they don't seem to learn. They don't seem to learn that men know that crime doesn't pay, and they know that if I go into such places, I will indeed suffer. But why don't they change? So there was something that the first person who went to preach there said, and I said, this is exactly what we've been discussing on this broadcast. He said, they don't change because they believe that there is no other way in life. That the young man looks, he believes that this is the only way I can get money. That it's either I get some money or I die. So I'm going to die anyway if I'm caught. But let me enjoy some life before I'm caught. And I said, this is the thing that we are trying to preach to young people. That you are indeed better than this. That it is a lie that when people tell you that you cannot become anything except you participate in crime, they have lied to you. They lied to you by telling you that your father is nothing. You have no education. You are from Nigeria. You are not from America. They lied to you telling you that you do not have the relevant background to become something in life. But indeed, it is a lie. The word of God created everybody with a purpose. And the way by which you were born into this earth does not in any way invalidate God's purpose for your life. That's why I believe that God caused Jesus Christ to be born in the lowliest of fashions. So that when men look at his life, they will know that somebody was born in such a lowly fashion and died and became the greatest person that ever entered onto this earth. They will know that the place in which they are born, the background from where they came, is not in any way going to affect God's purpose for their lives. What matters is not what you can see around right now. What matters really is that God has a purpose for your life. And that's what we have been teaching. We explained that extensively about two episodes ago. We said, before you were born, God created you for a purpose. There was something that God wanted to add to this life, so God gave birth to you. Let me just take a moment to explain a principle here. That the gift that God gives to mankind is people. That is, for God so loved that he gave his only begotten son, so that they might not perish but have everlasting life. Anytime God wants to bless, God does not give material things, he gives people. If God wants to bless a nation like Nigeria, he will give them somebody. When God wants to bless a family, he gives them somebody. When God wants to bless a state, he gives them somebody. Now, what I want to emphasize from that is the fact that everybody that God brought to this earth was born for a particular purpose. He was born because God aimed to give a blessing to this generation. Do you get the point I'm making? That is, so anybody who looks and says that I cannot become anything in life has forgotten that when God was fashioning him, God was looking at a solution that you will be to people's problems. Remember I mentioned then when we're closing, I said you are better than the nonsense you have gotten yourself involved in. The young man who's in the police cell, who thinks that even if they release me from here, I'm going right back to crime, does not realize that God did not create him to be a criminal. Indeed, God probably created that young man to be a scientist. God probably created that young man to be a governor one day. God probably created that man to be a chief justice one day. But people lied to him that you don't have money, you don't have a father, you don't have the relevant background, so you cannot become anything. Let me tell you, it is all a lie. Anybody that gives his life over to the lordship of the Lord Jesus Christ can indeed become something. Jesus said, follow me, I will make you into something. He was looking at fishermen who were fishing for fish. You understand what I'm saying? Then he said, if you follow me, I will cause you to become fishers of something greater than fish. You will become fishers of men. What am I explaining? That the following of Jesus Christ is what will make you become what God wanted you to be. Remember we said that giving your life to Christ does not mean that you now go to church. It just means that you have set your feet on the path of success in life. And we define success as achieving what God proposed for you to achieve when you were born. Or more like before you were born. Success in life, we said, is when you have achieved what God said you should achieve and you will be able to rejoice in the labor of your hands. That a man who achieves something that is outside what God proposed for him to achieve may seem before everybody else to have achieved, but in reality, he will look at the so-called success of his hands and despise it from the bottom of his heart. The reason being that God made him. There is something inside him that God created to be released. Until that thing is released, Jeremiah said, it is like fire shut up in my bones, that if I don't prophesy, I will have serious discomfort. I will have pain in my body. In the same manner, the scientist that has not done science, it's like fire shut up in his bones. The musician that has not sung those songs, it is fire shut up in his bones. That is why even though he's old and he has money, he will not be happy. He will be dissatisfied. That is why men commit suicide. Are you getting the point I'm trying to make? And those are the things that we're emphasizing when we said God has a plan for your destiny. And if you recognize this, there's something I said before and I would like to say it again. Once you believe what I am saying, your life will never be average. If you believe what I'm saying, you will despise crime and you will have no reason to go to the police cell. If you believe what I'm trying to say, these words that I'm telling you, because they are the words of God, they will direct you in the path of righteousness by themselves. You will discover the gift that God has placed inside you. All you need to do is just pay attention to these words and believe what I am telling you, and you will find that your life will never, never be average. I hope you are getting the point I'm making. So the first point we have made now is that God has created you for a purpose. Don't ever forget that. And if you want to know your purpose, you have to be united to God. Whereas that men who make mistakes, the reason why they make the mistake is that they separate themselves from God, set up their idols in their hearts, and put right before their faces the stumbling block of their iniquity. That is the reason why they don't discover the purpose for which God created them. You understand my point? So that if you are charting your path for success, it is not just to acquire money. And that's one thing I'm going to talk about today. It's not just to acquire fame. It's to discover what God wants you to do and do it. Now, when I'm talking about discover, I don't mean that you will wake up one morning with a dream and a vision. No. But when you are following God, God will by himself lead you in the path of righteousness for his own namesake. That one day you will look back like Joseph. Joseph did not know he was going to become the prime minister in Egypt. No, he didn't know that. But as he was walking the path of righteousness, one day God led him to be the Joseph that you and I know now. And he looked back and told his brothers, "You meant it for evil, but God meant it for good. That God sent me ahead that I might preserve lives." He discovered his purpose like that. Do you get the point I'm trying to make here? But you see, you will not realize your purpose if you don't first acknowledge that I know God created me for a reason, and that is what I'm going to pursue in this life. Now, remember we said that the first thing a man has to do, a woman has to do, in walking in divine destiny is to reunite himself or herself to God. Now, having done that, there are a number of things that face people which directs them away from the path of success, which we have established is God's purpose for their lives. And I want to explain some of these principles. If you have your Bibles, open it quickly to Matthew chapter 6. Matthew chapter 6, verse 25. It says, "For this reason I say to you, do not be worried about your life as to what you will eat or what you will drink, nor for your body as to what you will put on. It said, is not life more than food and the body more than clothing? It said, look at the birds of the air. They do not sow, nor reap, nor gather into barns. And yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not worth much more than they? And who of you, by being worried, can add a single hour to his life? And why are you worried about clothing? Observe how the lilies of the field grow. They do not toil, nor do they spin." Now, I want to quickly jump down to verse 31. It said, "Do not worry then, saying, what will we eat, or what will we drink, or what will we wear for clothing? For the Gentiles, or the people who don't know God, he was saying, eagerly seek all these things. For your heavenly Father knows that you need all these things. But seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be added to you. Now, there's another portion of the scriptures I want us to read, and this is very important. 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 6. It said, but godliness actually is a means of great gain when accompanied by contentment. For we have brought nothing into the world, and we cannot take anything out of it either. It said, if you have food and covering, with these we shall be content. But those who want to get rich fall into temptation and a snare, and many foolish and harmful desires which plunge men into ruin and destruction. It said, for the love of money is a root of all sorts of evil, and some by longing for it have wandered away from the faith and pierced themselves with many griefs. Now, I want to seriously talk about this issue. That will be our main point for today. Now, one thing Jesus says again and again is this. If you read the earlier part of that Matthew chapter 6, he said, you cannot serve God and mammon. Now, I'm going to explain something to you quickly about the statements that Jesus make. Things like, you cannot serve God and mammon. Jesus was not saying that it is not good to serve God and mammon. What he said was that it is impossible to serve God and mammon. That nobody on earth can successfully serve God and serve the love of money. I hope you are following what I'm trying to say. And you see, this is the most important thing, in my own estimation today, that directs both Christians and non-believers away from the purpose of God. Men have idolized money. They have idolized material possessions. I told us a story at the beginning about some of my friends who were speaking with me. And one of them, the one that said he went to the police cell to go and preach, said something. He said the problem, one of the major problems right now is that young people have no role models in life but criminals. That the men around them that they aspire to be like are 419 men. Why? Because the man drives a Lincoln Navigator. Because the man built a very big house in a choice part of town. Yet, they know he's a criminal. But it is not affecting their desire to be like him. Why? Because they love money. Because they have told them that the most important thing in life is money. That once you have money, you have everything. Let me tell you now, no matter the amount of money you have, you don't have anything. Jesus said, beware of covetousness. Because a man's life does not consist in the abundance of the things that he possesses. Listen to this. I am not saying God wants you to be in poverty. In fact, the Bible says that God delights in the prosperity of his servants. But the Bible also says that the blessing of God, they make rich. And notice this word, they don't add sorrows with it. What am I saying? That God desires for people to be rich. That is true. However, the wealth that endures in life is always a reward that God gives you for righteousness. Remember what Jesus said, what we read just now? He said, seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all other things that you might desire in life will be added to you. If your goal in life is wealth and money, you have missed God even before you started. That is why men go into all kinds of perverse things. Let me tell you something. He said, the love of money is a root of all sorts of evil. When he said root, it means that once the love of money is there, you cannot determine the kind of evil that will come to be. Men who said they can't. I remember when I was a youth copper, one of my colleagues, he made a statement. This guy was involved in committing abortions, rampant. Then he told me something when we were discussing. He said when he was a house officer, that he also said he would not do abortions. Because he and I were discussing. But do you know why he changed his mind? He desired money. He said when he was a house officer, he didn't try it. But he too desired to have money. And he used to tell me something then. He said the greatest thing that he feared in life was poverty. Listen, if that guy becomes an armed robber tomorrow, I will not be surprised. Because the Bible said once you love money, no evil is far away from you. You see, these days, men go into the occult. They kidnap people and sacrifice men for money. Sacrifice children for money. when they were young, they didn't realize they would do that also. It was because the love of money held them. Are you getting the point I'm making? And it became in them, or let me say, the love of money in them was a root. And then one day, bore out the shoot and the fruit, and that fruit was murder. And let me tell you something, before the land can be cleansed of evil, every man that participates in such things will die for their sins, except they repent. Now, this is not, I'm not cursing anybody, I'm telling you the truth. They will die publicly. Everything that they labored for in the occult will be destroyed before God can have mercy upon the land. There's something you have to understand. When David commanded Solomon to kill Joab, it was not because Joab has not saved David, but he said Joab had committed murder. The land has become polluted. If Joab dies in peace, Israel will never see peace. So he commanded his son, make sure that his gray hair does not go to the grave in peace. That was why Solomon had to kill Joab. Judgment is important. You have to understand these principles. Everybody running away from God, pursuing after money, let me warn you ahead of time. I am not here to massage you and make you feel happy. The fact is what I'm going to tell you. You will die in the prime of your life if you don't forsake the love of money. Listen, you know, remember what Paul said when he was writing to Timothy. He said the love of money, this is what it does for men. He pierces them with many griefs. Grief is not, look, this is not philosophy. These are issues of life. That is, you will have money, you have brain cancer. Get what I'm trying to say. You will have money, you will not be able to go out at 7 p.m. because you believe that the whole world is after you. There is nothing as great as peace of mind. Go and ask men who have experienced troubles. They will tell you that they will gladly give up everything that they have to be able to sleep in peace. Sleep is expensive. May God not take sleep away from you. If you pursue after money and go into all kinds of nonsense, one day you will look for sleep, you will not find it. Listen, these are things men understood. That was why they will come to Jesus Christ and say, what must we do to be saved? They realized that their sin was going to find them out. What am I explaining to you today? God has a plan for your life. If you don't detach yourself from the love of money, it will lead you into perdition. And that is not a joke. Are you getting the point I'm trying to make? Now, these are serious matters. Men wake up every day criticizing government, complaining about the economy. The reason why you have trouble is because evil is inside the hearts of the people. I mean, you walk on the streets. We all criticize the federal government, the senators and everything. But what about the local government touts you find? They don't, look, people will stand, you ask, please, is this a one way? Go to a place like Lagos. You don't know the way. Is this one way? The man doesn't answer you. So you turn the take the road. Then the same fellow arrests you for going after, against the one-way rule and say your fine is 10,000 naira and he expects to prosper. Prosperity will be far from his household. It is not a cause. It is a fact of life. Love of money. That is the main reason why people... Look, young girls get up in the morning. They too desired a good husband when they were young, but somebody lied to them that what you need is money. So she looks for a visa to go and become a prostitute in Europe. Let me tell you something about life. Some of the things we are doing right now, when the recompense will come, it will be too late. That is why we are crying to men to repent. Do you understand what I'm saying? It is critical in this season. If you want prosperity for you, for your nation, for your children, you have to repent of evil. I mean, people are selling. They are selling petrol. They deliver to you 10 liters and say it is 15. And expect you to pay for 15. And they expect the house they build with that money not to catch fire. No, it will catch fire when you will have nowhere else to go. That is why I'm telling you, repent, otherwise you will likewise perish. The reason why men go into perdition, Paul said, the love of money is a root of all sorts of evil. Some of the men who criticize evil, inside them, they love money. I was talking to some man the other day, shouting liberation and oppression. Then he made a statement. I realized that all the shout of liberation from oppression he was talking about was because of covetousness. Remember the other day in the political reform conference in this nation, I was watching it on TV, and one of the men speaking, he said, the same people who have been ruling and chopping are still there. Let them go away. Let others rule and also chop. And he said, this man tells me he's looking out for the progress of the country. No, he's a corrupt man who is only angry because he has not been given the opportunity to exercise his own corruption. Listen, nations don't prosper like that. Waking up in the morning, running after nothing but money, will never give you prosperity. I made a statement at the beginning. I said, prosperity, riches, wealth, honor, they are gifts of God. Jesus said, seek first is the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and every other thing shall be added to you. The kind of wealth that endures upon men is the one that God gave to them. And listen, God always looks for an excuse to bless people. There was something Jesus said once. He said, what you do in secret, your Father rewards it openly. The riches that God will give you that will be seen openly will be a reward for things that you did in secret. How you helped somebody who was in need when nobody saw you. I remember one day I was traveling, coming from Onitsha area early in the morning, heading towards Enugu. And then we encountered, well, we didn't meet them, but there were armed robbers up front. So we tried to go off the road, and my car entered into mud. And after some time, I called some men around. I said, please, can you help me lift my car out of mud? The man said his hand was paining him. One of the people I asked. Then one little boy came, about 14, 13, and tried his best. What could he do lifting a car that was about 2-point-something tons? He and I struggled. We didn't succeed. Then this man who said they were tired came up and said, if I pay them money, they'll move the car out. So I paid them some money. And in 15 seconds, the car was out of the mud. And I looked at them. You have just lost an opportunity to be blessed. A man needed assistance in the time of trouble. You saw it as an opportunity to milk him of money. You can't be blessed like that. I mean, you go to the market, everything is fake. Why? Because people want to make money. They can't be blessed like that. The same person will come out and shout that nobody is giving anything to him, that he's been oppressed. God says, the oppression you have oppressed your customers will not depart from your house. He won't understand why his children will look for admission they won't find. These are spiritual things. Listen to me. The love of money cripples you from prospering on every side. Now, these are issues of life. This is not a matter of religion. One of the mistakes we have made is that we thought that religion was trying to get men to come to our churches. That is not the fact. We are saying that if you don't do righteousness, your nation can never prosper. That's what we are saying. Because I keep saying this, God made this earth and he has put certain orders on ground. That is, if you don't follow this pattern, you will not prosper. Where corruption and iniquity prospers amongst the people in the land, prosperity of the economy can never be found there. All these people shout about godly erosion. Godly erosion is a product of evil in the heart of the people that dwell on that land. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? That is, when, look, the Bible said it, that when men pollute their land by their actions, it said the land vomits up the inhabitants thereof. When we say repent and believe, we are not saying come to our church. We are not trying to swell the population of any church. We are saying your children are at risk if you continue in iniquity. That's what we are saying. That is why anybody who we pervert the truth because somebody is giving him money is sinning against God. I will not do that by not telling you the truth. I hope you are getting the point I'm making all these things I'm saying. An important reason why men miss their destinies is because of the love of money. Their societies have told them that if you don't have money, you are nothing. And we give chieftaincy titles to crooks. We know they are crooks, but they have money. Do you get the point I'm trying to make? That even when the parents begin to respect evil men because they are rich people, their children don't even understand what righteousness is anymore. That is, a parent will give a daughter out to a man in marriage. He knows this guy is a 419 man. Look, forget the glorified word 419. He knows the man is a thief. Let's use the correct word. That this guy is a fraudster. He's a crook. He's a thief. Yet, because he has money, you give your daughter out to him in marriage. Now, the question is this. How do you expect the little children around you to learn righteousness? When you give the man a title and everybody sings his praise, how do you expect the young people about to go to school? Now, the same people will come and complain that universities are full of cults and full of prostitutes. Yet, this is the same person who is giving an honor to a crook. Listen, we are sowing seeds for decadence in our universities by the way we, the parents, and the lecturers behave. We have no reason to complain. That's why Jesus warned, judge not so that you will not be judged. Because men full of evil want to remove the evil in somebody else's eyes. God said, what is wrong with you? You can't even see clearly. Your eyes are not seeing clearly. The log in your eyes is not allowing you to see. I hope you are getting the point I'm making. If you want to walk in divine destiny, you have to say, God, if you don't give me money, I don't want it. That God, if you are not the one blessing me with houses, I won't live in them. Listen, it is a truth to say, take the whole world and give me Jesus. I am satisfied. That song does not mean that I don't want prosperity. I do want prosperity. Let me be honest with you. When I see a beautiful car, I like it. I want to own one. But I will not steal or cheat to get it. If God doesn't bless me with it, let me never have it. I hope you are following what I'm trying to say. The gospel of prosperity doesn't mean money at any cost. No, the gospel of prosperity means I am ready for blessings when God brings them. Until he brings them, I will walk righteously. When I see Potiphar's wife, I will run away from her. When the king of Sodom comes and says, let us do business as Abraham, I'll say, thank you very much, I am not interested. When God is ready, he will bless me. And I don't want you to say, I made this man rich. I am not interested. God said, if you will walk like that, nothing will be denied you in this life. He said, though the young lions suffer lack and suffer hunger, but you seeking the Lord will never lack any good thing. Listen to me, young people, if you are listening to me today, let them not deceive you. The richest men in this world are not crooks. They are innocent people. They do serious business. Crooks never make it big. They never do. They just make money for a short while and deceive people who are subject to their deception. The reality is the richest men on earth are innocent people. They don't participate in unrighteousness. Listen to me. You can become great if you walk with God and you walk righteously. Don't let them deceive you that look at how bad the country is. The greatest men on earth came out from bad backgrounds. There was nothing. It is a statistical fact that the richest men on earth, most of them came from poor families. So you that's a part-time prostitute, that is not a good excuse. The best wives came from poor families. There is nothing about your background that you can give as an excuse why you are participating in evil. Maybe you didn't know it before, but God has sent me today to tell you, your excuses are not genuine. They are just the things that make your soul feel better when you are contemplating evil. They are, at best, excuses. They are not real reasons. Men who have suffered more than you in life have become things so great that everybody remembers their names. Let me say to you again, the real rich people who enjoy their wealth are not crooks. They are not thieves. They are not fraudsters. They don't steal from people. They legitimately do business. I'd like to close with one scripture. God said in Deuteronomy chapter 8, he said, remember, it is the Lord thy God that giveth thee the power to get wealth. That is, if you are pleasing to God, he will give you the ability to get wealth. Don't forget, God actually, in reality, delights. He takes pleasure in the prosperity of his servants. There's one prayer I want you to pray today if you have been listening to me and your heart is set to obey God. I want you to just say to God, say, Lord, forgive me of my sins. I repent of my iniquities. I ask that you give me the power to do righteously. I want to serve you from today. Lord, I ask you, lead me in the path of righteousness for your own name's sake. Amen.
The Way of Success is a production of Kingdom Word Ministries, a non-denominational teaching ministry based in Enugu, Nigeria. For more information and for free access to Pastor Banky's audio messages, books, and other materials, log on to www.kingdomword-ng.org. Our mailing address is mails@kingdomword-ng.org or PO Box 2273 Enugu, Nigeria. Please join us same time next week for another refreshing time with the Word of God, and have a blessed week.